If you're really uncomfortable with answering a certain question, you can always respond with a question of your own. This can be an honest attempt to gain more information, or it can be a delaying tactic to gain more time. If the exchange becomes more confrontational, you can become more aggressive while still remaining under control. Challenge the question that's been asked. Suggest that there are other more important questions or questions that should be asked first. If you feel it's justified and necessary, you can even challenge the legitimacy of the questioner. You can say, "How are you even authorized to ask that?" Then follow up by asking a completely different question of your own and answering it. These are extreme measures, but as a high-impact speaker, you must be prepared for a variety of responses to your ideas. Handling conflict correctly is actually a great opportunity to display your knowledge and professionalism, but always retain your poise and never let your anger show. Even if what you say would sound angry if you read it on a printed page, keep your voice even and your temper under control. Be upfront with the questioner if you think the inquiry is not relevant. Your response might be, "Actually, that question doesn't fit the context of our discussion." Work hard not to lose your temper with a person who is trying to make you look bad. As someone once said, "He who grins wins." This is absolutely true of question and answer sessions. Whenever you open your presentation for audience participation, there are always risks of unexpected responses. So anticipate the unexpected. Plan ahead as much as possible. Look at your content and think about likely questions the audience will ask. Prepare your own questions to ask. Don't be afraid to say, "I don't know," and move on to the next question. You can add that you will be glad to get back to them with an answer at a later time. The Dale Carnegie Organization has always been honest about facing certain key facts about human nature. This is especially true during oral presentations, and even more so when taking questions. The first step in this process should be understanding what's on the other people's minds and looking for common ground of agreement. Answers flow easily when you and the questioner are in sync in some way and when you display a sincere interest in what that person is trying to express. This sincere interest will have a far more lasting impression than any verbal blunder you might make. Yet most of us are more interested in unloading our own opinions before we do anything else. You've got to get beyond that point if you aspire to be a high-impact speaker. Flat-out defiance of a hostile questioner is always a difficult handicap for a speaker to overcome. Once you've entered that mode, all your pride of personality demands that you remain consistent with yourself. Later, you may feel that the stance you adopted was ill-advised, but for the moment, you'll be stuck with it. So don't go there in the first place. Think about what you're doing and saying rather than just reacting to what's being said to you. One of the greatest mistakes you can make as a professional speaker is to lose your composure in a pressure situation, especially when your talk involves important issues. Even if your outward composure doesn't obviously falter, you never want it to appear that you have anything but the highest confidence in your ideas, in your ability to present them, and in yourself as well. With practice and experience, you can handle situations where difficult or even potentially embarrassing questions arise.